This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio with the RNIB Tech Fair Northern Ireland, and I'm joined by some volunteers from RNIB. Now, could you just introduce yourselves and just tell us a bit about what you've been up to today?
Oh, sure. Hi, my name's Anushree, and I am a volunteer with RNIB. I study at Queen's, and this is my first time volunteering with RNIB, and I think it's a great opportunity for us, and just to know about how this works, and just give back to society. And I think I've been learning a lot as well about the community and the advances in technology and AI and stuff that's helping them out. So I think that's amazing. Yeah, I love it here.
I think it was really interesting because there's a lot of stuff that we're not aware of, and opportunities like this kind of spread awareness, and then we can spread awareness across as well. So this is a very good opportunity for us as students, you know. And yeah, I know there was like a lot of stuff that I didn't even know could be a potential difficulty for people who are partially sighted that I learned today by talking to them and having conversations with them. So I think it was really useful, and I definitely learned a lot just about inclusion in general as well. I think it was very beneficial.
And what sort of voluntary work have you been doing? What have you been actually helping people with today?
Oh yes, we were just sighted guides today, so we were just showing them around, walking if they needed any aid, you know, going around the different stalls, the talks, and then we did also help them pick up from the buses and train stations in shifts, so yeah.
And your university studies, what are you studying at the moment?
Oh, we're medical students, second year, yeah.
And how do you think volunteering with RNIB may inform your future studies and your future work?
Oh yeah, I think like we said, we've learned a lot today about how they experience, and I think there is a medical related stall as well here, which kind of shows us how their things have been made accessible for them, and also areas of improvement like getting prescriptions and stuff we were talking about earlier still needs to be improved for people who have sight loss.
Would you volunteer again with RNIB?
Oh yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I was saying definitely, because it's been a very good experience for us, you know, especially as medical students. It's invaluable, the experience that we've gained today, because we learn about conditions and we learn about diseases, but getting first-hand experience is obviously different, and it also allows us to empathize with these people on a much greater level as well, you know, so it's been invaluable.
Fantastic. Well, thanks very much for your time this afternoon and for spending your time volunteering with RNIB today and for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you. It's our pleasure.